Hey, thanks for downloading my podcast. If you want to know more about me, go to my website, markkelly.info. God bless you and enjoy what's coming up. I've recently been on holiday to the wonderful seaside town of Whitby, which you'll find in the north of England within the boundaries of God's own county of Yorkshire. As well as Whitby itself, what I also appreciated was the 45-minute journey across the North York Moors. As we were travelling across them towards our holiday destination, it got me thinking about a question that I'd posted on Facebook a number of months ago. Which is more important, the journey or the destination? The answers I received varied between destination and journey, with journey probably edging it. However, a surprising answer that came through just as popular was both. The North York Moors are amazing. There's something mesmerising about the ebb and flow of the landscape, the way the heather-strewn vista gives way to deep valleys and gorges, and the ancient woodland to be found around there is simply breathtaking. And depending on the weather, rain or shine, day or night, the moors reflect a different story depending on what your imagination can conjure up as you travel. As you can gather, I appreciate the journey, but I also desire to reach the destination. Whitby holds so many happy memories for me. As a child, my grandparents would organise a wider family holiday, cousins, aunties, uncles, etc., in which we'd take over an entire bed and breakfast for a whole week. I love the fact that one of our greatest Yorkshiremen, James Cook, sailed from here and went on to discover the east coast of Australia amongst other places. I love the literary history of the place. Bram Stoker chose Whitby to be the landing point for his most famous creation, Dracula. I love the Christian history also. The significance of the Synod of Whitby, which gathered at St Hilda's Monastery, which is now known as Whitby Abbey, cannot be overlooked. For the child of memories, and because of its historical importance, Whitby holds a special place in my heart. The destination and the journey, both equally important. In some ways, we can and should apply this to salvation and other encounters with Christ. On the road to Damascus, Paul had an amazing conversion experience, but he didn't stay on the road reveling in his salvation. He had to reach his destination. What's truly wonderful about this story is that Jesus didn't change his original earthly destination, just the intent and purpose. On the Emmaus Road, Jesus opened up the scriptures from the beginning with Moses and all the prophets to two men who were part of a wider group of early believers and explained all that was said concerning himself. These two men needed to take the journey to encounter the risen Christ, but this didn't stop them from reaching their destination. Indeed, it was at their destination that Christ revealed himself, or more, because of the time spent on the journey, they recognized him. Our salvation encounters with Christ are all amazing and all equally important. These are stories that need to be told, to encourage and inspire, and to lead others to a relationship with our Saviour Jesus. Indeed, the sharing of the gospel with others should represent our destination. We are called by Jesus to reach all nations with the good news. If we think of our personal salvation moment as a place on our journey, and then we spend all our time enjoying the journey, as important as it may be, we miss moving on to our destination, which is telling others about him. So love your journey, with all its twists and turns, surprises and celebrations. But also love your destination, and desire to get there by whichever way possible. Once again, thanks for listening. I lead a church in Leeds called City Church Leeds. And if you want to know more about Jesus or wish to simply know more about us, then please visit citychurchleeds.net.